Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Gary Stewart. I'm very excited to speak to you today about an upcoming event in 2017. It's a West Coast Constellation Intensive. And today I have the faculty of which I'm a part of speaking, so we can alert you about the exciting new event happening, a retreat in Northern California. Let me get my other facilitators on the line and we will speak. Hello, this is Gary Stewart of Conscious Connection. Who do I have on the line here?
You have Leslie Nips.
Hey, Leslie, how are you? We're waiting for Francesca, but we can get started. I sent emails out, so hopefully she got it and has phone access unless it's bad weather in her part of Washington State. So welcome, welcome. How are you today?
I'm grand. How are you doing today, Gary?
We had some rain and all the leaves are falling and there's a chill in the air. It's 60 degrees and we're freezing here, but it's very enjoyable. And Francesca just piped in. Let me get Francesca on as well. Francesca, are you there?
Yes.
Wonderful. We have Leslie on the line and myself. This is Gary Stewart of Conscious Connection with some great facilitators that we're going to all co-facilitate and lead the West Coast Constellation Intensive for our listeners. That's happening in May 10th through 14th, 2017. So we wanted to talk to you about the program. I want to honor both my facilitators here because they're the best and the brightest, and we really collectively just want to wow everyone with our skills and what we have planned for 2017. So, Leslie, you were the one who wrangled this all together. Would you like to speak about it?
Yeah. Thanks so much for having this opportunity, Gary. My thoughts first turned to the possibility of this kind of an event a year or two ago. As Francesca and Gary both know, I co-directed the 2015 Constellations Conference in San Diego. And in that role, I was watching other kinds of wonderful constellation events being offered. And fairly well known in our circles is a very popular event that happens every year on the East Coast that a lot of us out here on the West Coast can't get to. And so I began to imagine what it might be like to have a uniquely West Coast event that not only focused on constellations and the particular wisdom that constellations brings to life, and which I'm sure, Gary, you're going to talk about some more. But what might it be like to have something that's uniquely West Coast? What do we have to offer out here in terms of history, in terms of resources, in terms of sheer physical beauty that might be a little bit different than what's available in other parts of the country, as well as in terms of the skill level of some of the trainers who are out here? And so that's how it got started. That was my initial inspiration for planning this event.
Yes, wonderful. And I personally want to congratulate you for just being the leader to get this all going and choosing me as a fellow facilitator. I don't take that lightly. And a lot of people out there don't know. They view that we all do constellations, but they have no idea the background work to either do a conference or even what we're doing now, and it's a lot of work. Even just to host your own workshop, the endless emails and back and forth with people. So it's a tremendous effort, and it's done with great love, much more than the remuneration, but that's what we like to share with the world.
Absolutely, and although it is a lot of work, this is becoming the joy that I thought it would because of the people who are involved. Being able to work with you and with Francesca is a dream come true. From my point of view, it's kind of a dream team. We have a couple of other younger folk in the work who are helping us out as well, Peter Tuchard and Joshua Alexander. And the final thing that's making it, you know, easier than it might otherwise be is how delighted we are by our venue, our hosts, down in Los Gatos at the Presentation Center, beautiful place that's going to be for our work together. So all of that makes it a light load.
Yeah, the synchronicity is wonderful. And I want to hear from Francesca. She's a world-renowned trainer, and she's everywhere. And Francesca, welcome to our call here. I'm so excited to spend the weekend with you as part of faculty as well. And we all learn so much from each other. It's just great.
That is really true. I'm excited, and I'm very grateful to be working with both of you, with Leslie and with Gary. It's a real a joy. I think that one of the places where I first was excited was when we just started to have preliminary conversations, and the result was the website. So I hope that folks will go to the website. I know that Gary will mention it, but it's just the westcoastconstellations.com. And the conversation that sort of brought us to the point of speaking about spirit and adventure, roots and homecoming was really encouraging for me and very exciting, because it is something that I think is so much a part of constellation work. And to be able to have an intensive in the West will truly make the work more available to people at a deeper level. Those that are already professionally involved, and so they're committed in terms of their time and family situations, and travel is more difficult when it's taking several days longer than if you had it close to home. I think that it's a beautiful opportunity that's available to people that otherwise just have so many commitments it would be really difficult to swing it. So I think that there's the option for folks to come, not necessarily even as a residential participant. So if someone needed to go home in the evening or has their family travel with them and they want to spend their evenings together, that's an option. And that there was such a wonderful, very early registration discount, and the additional discounts for early registrations are significant. I think that it looks and feels so good that a big part is making it really accessible to people, really finding something that's exciting, but that's doable, that's really doable.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that that there was that impulse, Leslie, to really open the door in this way for the West Coast, and certainly East Coasters or international folks, anyone is eligible to come. There's no doubt about that. Just the logistics, making it so available to folks that are living on this side of the country is really exciting. And Gary, I know you've been involved in the work for such a long time, particularly starting in California, but I know that your reach is far beyond that. And so I think that it's just especially nice that that there is kind of that touchstone for folks, so that there's someone that's really familiar with and trust and know well and know for a long time. So I think that that provides a kind of a grounding that that really does allow us to go deeply and to, you know, to do some of the things that, that we sort of brought from our heart into reality through the website with the young gentlemen that are supporting the intensive. So yeah, I'm very excited, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and it's absolutely wonderful. And what I want our listeners to know is, like, all constellation facilitators, or even people associated, psychotherapists as well, give over, above, and beyond. And we want to provide a situation, a place, a retreat where you can get nourished and filled up and do your own work in the safety of like-minded people who know about systemic dynamics and can nurture you or make you find those little blind spots that you never had the time to take for yourself. And I think that's one of the beauty of this. We get to retreat ourselves to the depth of the work and learn together and experience our hearts being full in a new way, with whether it's new techniques or new depths that we all take people to or we collectively go to together. And I think that's what's going to be so wonderful about the retreat. I can just feel it and see that depth happening and nurturing. And so many of us are like islands in an ocean. You know, we're in an ocean of consciousness doing this on our own little islands. And to come together collectively, as we know from the conferences, is wonderful. And this will be a really intimate gathering of between 40 and 60 people to really just fill up our hearts, our toolkit with wisdom, knowledge, and just a wonderful experience.
Absolutely, and I'm wondering if some of your listeners might be interested, Gary, in understanding. Intensive is not a commonly used word for these kinds of events.
Mm-hmm.
What makes an intensive different? Shall I share a word or two about that?
Yeah, oh, please do, yes.
Yeah, for anyone who's been exposed to any kind of modality, whether it's constellations or yoga or the kinds of stuff that's out there, there's a lots of different kinds of ways to be exposed to the work. And when it comes to constellations, you can do a weekend workshop and get a little taste there. You can come to a conference, which I like to think of as being more like a buffet or a smorgasbord, get lots of
mm-hmm.
little things to taste
mm-hmm.
from. And then for people who are ready to be trained, there are facilitator trainings. And an intensive is none of these, although it has some overlap with all of them. As you said, Gary, and I really like this word, it's closer to a retreat in many
mm-hmm.
ways. It
mm-hmm.
is going to include some instruction for people who are facilitators. It's going to include some coaching and mentoring. For people who are newer, they're going to get a deeper dive and, as you say, receive some of their own work. And as Francesca keeps reminding the three of us, it's a place where we can make a strong container and build community, which I think is a very interesting and different part of organizing things this way. So it's 4 days long. It's 5 nights. It's all together under the trees, really diving in, eating together, taking walks together, really engaging this work at a whole nother level.
Oh, beautifully put, beautifully put. And Francesca, how about you?
I really am especially aware of that part of the community building, and I appreciate so much that systemic constellation, or some people call it systems constellation, is a modality that really has just emerged every place in the world. And I think now systemic thinking has really started to come in a very strong way in pretty much every discipline. So whether it's business or looking at the environment, looking even at some different aspects of healing modalities, definitely counseling, psychotherapy, even substance abuse counseling, the
mm-hmm.
understanding that there is this element, this transgenerational element, and these traumas that impacted previous generations of our family who really carried a kind of a loss or a grief or a trauma in the best way that they could. And we find that out of loyalty, we sometimes really have a resonance with that and carry the same limitations, sometimes the same characteristics, sometimes really seemingly almost irrational fear or limitation that really comes from a previous trauma. So the emergence of this understanding in such a grounded way, now going into probably 30 years, this has really had an impact on so many disciplines. And for people to be able to collaborate, to really sit down and talk with each other, to really in a group sort of look at what does this mean and how does it work and how do we share this with people, there is something in this community element that I've found really uniquely intense in systems constellation. So many people are extremely talented and really experts in their fields. And yet when they are introduced to this particular modality, it is always in a state of emergence. And so to really be able to share with each other, how do we really, how do we not inhibit this? How do we support this? How are we nurtured by it? And especially I love the term retreat in a way, because the element of the nurturing of this modality, this approach, this movement of the soul, which is one of the early descriptions, and I love it so much. But this element, I think, is really encouraged by this community holding and this community appreciation, so that people are able in a safe way to really share. I love that we talked about actually describing it as an adventure, that there is this element of adventure, exploration. And with that, there's also this very keen understanding that you don't go to the top of a peak without appropriate equipment. So this real awareness that we do need to take care of ourselves, and we do need to have appropriate cadence and care. Those kinds of skills and those kinds of preparation that support our ability to really fully participate in an adventure, I think, are nurtured in community. So we can really help teach each other about that and encourage each other to really go forward and really hold that that spirit, and also to really be mature enough to take care to have what we need in our own body, in our own soul, and so much of that comes in community. So, yeah, thank you for asking.
Yes, absolutely. One thing Leslie had mentioned when we were going back and forth about this is for our newer people out there, for each of us to define what we view a constellation experience to be. Is everyone on board with that? So for our listeners who may be new to this field, who are intrigued by immersing themselves in a retreat weekend, that they'll understand what a constellation is, for those who aren't super familiar with this modality?
I loved what Francesca just said. Sort of,
absolutely.
Just did a beautiful summary around the growing awareness our culture seems to be having about intergenerational trauma, and that these traumas, dealt with as well as they could have at the time, nonetheless can continue to affect us today. So I thought that was really beautifully said. The extra thing that I often will just add in, because this work is often being applied to organizational contexts as well, which don't in an obvious way have an ancestral element to them, although in many ways they often end up having those elements, is that constellations is a tool for revealing the unconscious of systems. We've become very sophisticated and kind of take for granted that we as individuals have an unconscious, and that we gain access to that unconscious through dreams, or word associations, or ritual, or art. But what a lot of people are becoming aware of is that organizations and groups all have an unconscious as well. You know, that's why the business keeps hiring the same kind of person to be in charge, even though everyone's trying to change things. And so why do systems resist change? Why do certain conflicts persist over time? Why do things not work right, even though they bring in really good minds and expertise? And what these folks are realizing is that there's an unconscious that's running the show in the background. And that's as true for family systems as for a wide variety of other systems. Constellations work tends to focus on the family system, and that's probably going to be most of the focus at this intensive. But I like the way in which Constellations helps us become aware of the, this other invisible, you know, the part of the ice that's underneath the water when it comes
right.
to our families. And why
mm-hmm.
why does the depression persist, or why
mm-hmm.
do other kinds of patterns in families persist?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know Constellations also teach us about boundaries that can be effective for organizations and businesses as well, honoring people who have been there longer. I mean, there's so many levels to it. But when a business owner is alerted to some of these systemic dynamics that apply to a business family system, that once they find the order of love or at least respect, things start to harmonize more in the business. And I found that to be true when I do business work, and also separating their personal history from the current business thing does wonders for most businesses. They see their familial overlay being acted out in the business, and once they take responsibility for that, all of a sudden everyone in the business magically is just, there's a different mindset, and it's just wonderful that they don't even know a constellation was done. But when the owner takes personal responsibility for his or her systemic dynamics, the whole organization is affected, even though they weren't present at the constellation.
I love
that. Francesca, would you like to add something to that?
I'm always excited when I hear people describe, because I know that so much of the description is based on things that you've actually seen or participated
mm-hmm.
in or experienced. So when folks speak about things in constellation work, I always have an awareness that it is it's a very personal kind of experience from which you speak in terms of your own exposure. So that's really beautiful. The thing that I love, and I think that this has to do in some way with the element of the unconscious that Leslie was speaking about, that for every system, there can be hidden dynamics. So
yeah.
there are things in play that definitely are there, but they somehow are not within our awareness. We're not conscious of them, but they're huge factors in creating a consistent tension or kind of a pitfall that comes up again and again and again. And so to be able to have a constellation done in a very short amount of time and to be able to see in such a clear way what the dynamic is in the system that's really impeding progress or joy or well-being, any number of things that can be interfered with, is something in the constellation work that I love. And for the benefit of those who may not be really familiar with constellation work as they're listening to this, maybe it's helpful to clarify that the term constellation simply refers to the spatial relationship, which is one of the things that we use to really inform our understanding of systems. And so when we look at a constellation in the sky, the spatial relationship of the individual parts is what helps us understand, that's the Big Dipper, or, that's Orion's belt, or the juxtaposition or the relationship spatially of the different stars is what helps us to identify a particular constellation. And it's easy to see, it's easy to understand. And so sometimes folks are a little bit in discussion about, well, should we give it another name? But I think actually it's quite fine. The term constellation really just speaks to the way that we're able to really uncover hidden dynamics within a system by a very simple use of understanding spatial representations that help us look at the system, whether we're using things in a sand tray, or or mm-hmm. individual people are standing as representatives in a very organic way anywhere in the world, regardless of culture, mm-hmm. those representatives began to actually clarify for us what the relationships are to different parts of a particular system. So I just wanted to clarify that part about constellation. And it is something truly beautiful that we're able to see things so clearly. And I love the reference to the unconscious, because actually this is information that at the level of the soul and in our unconscious we already have. And that's why there's often a very accelerated sort of regroup and improvement and positive steps that a person, without pushing, experiences, because we really were privy to so much of this, but at a level that we couldn't really see. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I really love, that it's in many ways effortless. And I will say just this one other thing. When you spoke, Gary, about folks who really give so much and mm-hmm. they work so hard, and I think that both for clients and for folks who work with families, there are times that there is such an effort to try to unlock whatever mm-hmm. it is that is really creating a barrier to someone's joy, mm-hmm. to someone's progress, to someone's advancement in life or profession, and that this work in such an effortless way addresses this transgenerational piece that mm-hmm. that before couldn't really be so cleanly and so clearly addressed. So to see folks that work with clients have another resource, another way to open doors is really heartening. And for mm-hmm. individuals that have worked for a long time to try to overcome some really horrific hump, for them to have access to a constellation that at times can really give them just such a new kind of freedom in their understanding of what's been happening within their own system is just, it's encouraging.
Yes, absolutely. I can't believe we're down to 2 minutes already. We're going to do another show. You gals promise that we'll do another one, maybe monthly till our event?
You bet.
Great. Excellent. So let's just, before we close here, I'll tell people how to register, and then I'll splash this all over Facebook with the registration links and everything. In a word or two, describe what uniqueness that you're going to bring to the West Coast Constellations Intensive / Retreat that you're excited about.
For me, the exciting piece is to create just a really good supportive container for people to have and to do what they need and to relax for a few days and still do deep, important work, but in a way that's really gentle and loving.
Mm. Wonderful. And you, Francesca?
Very beautiful. Support. I hope that for folks that are coming to really experience part of their own journey and who really are ready for a deeper kind of encounter, who are growing, I really hope to be able to support that in whatever way that's possible. That is something that I'm really looking forward to. And secondarily, learning. Everyone is a teacher. Everyone is a healer. So to be within a circle of this many teachers and healers is something that I'm really looking forward to.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. What I look forward to is it's very rare for humor to be around in constellations, and my humor is never at anyone's expense. but it's just in the collective to see that there can be joy and vitality and hope restored after going in the pit of hell of ancestral pain, that you can come out the other side and know that your ancestors wanted that too. They didn't want genocide. They didn't want famine. Life threw that at them. So my goal is always to see the bigger picture, that finally the family can have joy and happiness yet again. And this is bringing us to the end of our show here. We're going to do another one. My guests are Leslie Nipps and Francesca Mason Boring, and this is Gary Stewart, A Conscious Connection, for our West Coast Intensive in May of 2017. I want to thank you both immensely, and we have to do this again because we have a lot more to cover.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for doing this.
Happy holidays till we speak again. Thank you. Namaste to my listeners at Conscious Connection.